So Big Pharma is saying that this controversial drug pricing program is driving up health care costs for taxpayers, patients, and small businesses. Is it?
No, this isn't taxpayer funded at all. This agreement goes back to 1992. We allowed pharma to participate in the Medicare Part B and Medicaid programs. They were able to enhance their selling of their products to people that were participating in these programs. So what they did at that time, the federal government said, that's fine. You can participate in these programs. You can sell your drugs at your markups that they have. There's no negotiation on their markups. They mark up however they want to these federally funded programs. And they were just asked, you must return a small portion of it to the 340B program to help stretch limited resources for high needs hospitals or other care providers that serve medically underserved populations. So they don't have to participate in this program. They wish to because they enhance their ability to sell to more customers. Medicare Part B and Medicaid, are a significant portion of the population. So that is the natus of the program. There's no tax funding at all. And it's up to them for what they charge on their drugs.
All right. So that's an important point because previously they had to, if they wanted to sell to the government, the taxpayers for these federally funded programs, they had to do it at a discount. It's called 340B, right? This program, then said, no, you can go ahead and sell them at the regular price. The taxpayers will pay for it. But in exchange for that, you're going to help out, rural health care, right? And how did they help you, in exchange for that deal? So,
right. And how that works is, and the program has been interpreted at the federal level, not just to be a pass through, pharma will say, well, the savings we give to you, you should, just do as a discounted drugs. But that's not how the program has been determined. At the federal level, it has been determined that you can use the savings that hospitals get from this program for discounted medications. You can use those savings for whatever needs arise to meet your mission for your healthcare needs. And that means, like in a city like Rugby, where we have funding shortfalls for ambulance, EMS services, we do charity care, significant amount of charity care that is given to the community for free care. You can use 340B savings to help keep your institution open, to help keep your institution providing services. It's not just for drug savings. And Big Pharma is really has an issue with that. They feel that they should not be involved in any of those other care. But the problem is the federal government has interpreted it differently. They're just disagreeing with what the federal government has determined the program to be for.
They say that this has become a profit-driven system where corporate health systems pocket the discounts and the patients and small business owners pay higher costs. What do you say to that?
Well, I can say from Heart of America Medical Center, we're a nonprofit. There's no profits, and we're locally owned. We're owned by the 22 churches in the region. Our books are wide open. Anybody can look at nonprofits on a 990 online and see what dollars run through the system. I can guarantee you at Heart of America Medical Center, everything we do is for the benefit of our community and to meet our mission. There's no profits. There's no stockholders. There's no dollars that are heading to any special interest in that regard. The operation is to meet the mission of the organization, which is to take care of our community and the healthcare needs of the community. Certainly very tight operations. Anybody that runs critical access hospitals in these small rural communities, there isn't a lot of margin for error. Your budgets are very tight. You're almost always running at about a break-even standpoint from the income statement.
So what's the North Dakota legislature doing regarding all this?
Well, the issue that at hand is pharma is really pushing to reduce the capability to participate in the program. They are basically saying, we want to be able to sell these drugs to Medicare and Medicaid, but we want to limit the savings that these participating hospitals can get. They'll say the savings come through contracting with retail pharmacies saying, we're going to sell these discounted drugs through your pharmacy, and we work together with them to receive these savings back to the hospital. And they're saying you can't participate with more than one contract pharmacy. Well, in a community like Rugby, we have two drugstores. We have Thrifty White Pharmacy and Clinic Pharmacy. So they're telling us, well, you can only participate with one of those. Well, that doesn't make sense. We have patients that go to both pharmacies. As a hospital, we can't dictate what pharmacy you use. And so pharma is basically putting rules in place that the federal government says don't exist and they should not be able to do. So they're trying to set the terms of the agreement after the agreement has already been made.
Right.
They're trying to maximize their profits after the rules have already been set in place.
And does by using more pharmacies, in your case, okay, you got two in Rugby and you want to use both of them, from their perspective, does limiting it to one save them money?
Of course. Of course. They then will not have to pay out any kind of savings back to the hospital here. They get to keep more profits for the drugs that they are selling. So basically, and again, this is a overly simplistic, but they can basically save 50% of their dollars and hold it into their own coffers instead of paying it to the hospital in Rugby, which uses the money to run an EMS service, ambulance service, or to help cover bad debt or charity care. They can keep the money in. Some of these drug companies aren't even in America. These drug companies are all over the world, and they're huge for-profit entities, and they get to pad their bottom lines, and that's what they're really looking for. They don't want to participate in the program as it is intended to run from the federal government. And that is a real concern. I have been very adamant when I testified before the House that that's fine. If you allow pharma to keep more of their money, you've got two options at the local level. Either programs get cut or we have some kind of tax support to run the programs, because you can't run programs for nothing. You have to pay employees.
We only have a couple of seconds left here. So folks that are listening that want this to remain as it is should just let their legislators know it's good the way it is. No change is necessary here.
Awesome. Appreciate it, Scott.
Right? That's what we're asking for.
Yeah, absolutely. Just get a hold of your congressman and say, we want to have a 340B program to run as it was intended to run.
Yeah. That's with your state legislators. So in that conversation. Thanks, Eric.